Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Triple Crown of Kentucky Agriculture. Who or what could that be? Well, 4-H Foundation Executive Director Melissa Miller has a thought.
This year when we did our AgTech poster to promote our farm license plate renewal, we got the opportunity to have the picture made with American Pharoah, the Triple Crown winner. So we kind of took upon that we are the Triple Crown of Agriculture between the Kentucky Proud, FFA, and 4-H. That really is the Triple Crown. These are youth that are going to become the future of agriculture between FFA and 4-H. And so it makes for a good tag, I guess, that we are the Triple Crown.
In March, Farm Plate Renewal Month, those farm tag holders are asked to make a $10 donation with each renewal. For 4-H alone last year, that netted $184,000 to help with their programs. Miller here with a few county leaders.
In 2016, our top five counties were Warren County was the top county with $26,590. Hardin County was number two with $21,180. Davis County fell in third with $20,120. Logan County was next with $18,280. And in fifth place was Fayette County with $15,130.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
Almost 4 in 10 high school seniors in Kentucky don't fill out the free application for federal student aid, the FAFSA. We asked students why that is.
I honestly have no idea what the FAFSA is.
At my high school, they don't really talk about the financial aid or FAFSA for that matter.
Filling out the FAFSA is the first step to getting your share of $150 billion in financial aid. And it just got easier. Visit knowhowtogoky.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
Among those leading ag tag contribution counties Melissa Miller mentioned in the first segment, they were among what you'd call ag counties with plenty of farmers and economic activity. But Miller says they also did tracking on the percentage leaders in counties with lower overall numbers of farmers with those special farm license plates.
The top five counties by percentage donation with their ag tags was first Martin County, behind that was Kenton, then Breathitt, Muhlenberg, and Fayette.
And she's looking for strong numbers again this March.
I am optimistic. I think we'll have a good year. Commissioner Quarles is again going to try and get out with FFA and 4-H and promote the program throughout as many counties as he can, just like he has in the past. I think that it'll be a good year for Kentucky AgTag and hope that those dollars increase coming back into FFA and 4-H just as they have in the past.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.